welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. We've got Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hello, everyone.
And say hello, Woody. How are you doing?
Hello.
Good to see you.
This is Maggie Smith's today.
I feel like I need to put a stop to these ridiculous intros in the second week we're back because it's a slippery, slippery slope. Guest this week, the lovely Scott Eastwood. He was fun, wasn't he?
Oh, he was great.
Amazing.
Yeah, really, really good guy. He was in Suicide Squad, of course, which I'm sure a lot of you have seen, and he's currently plugging the eighth, that's right, eighth Fast and Furious movie.
And it's amazing.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Like,
I'll be honest, I was skeptical. Great time had by all. Mm-hmm. Very, very fun. Statham on a plane. I loved it. So yeah, we have a chat with him and play a little game that we've cleverly called Fact or Spurious. You see what we did there? Mm-hmm. The puns are coming hard in this third season of the Pop Buzz Podcast. But before we get to all of that, it's time to look at the biggest news stories of the week in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
Let's start with music, shall we? Because the track that has just dropped ahead of Mr. Harry Styles later in the week is, of course, Halsey. The Grand Return, now on Never, dropped last night. First initial impressions, shall we do that? Woody, what are you thinking with that song?
I was surprised by how similar it was to some of the stuff on the first album. Mm. It seems like, yeah. I'm not going to say she's playing it safe, like, but she kind of is.
Yeah. It's sort of what a lot of artists do, though, isn't it? It's like the bridge gap song. Do you know what I mean? Before it all kicks off.
It's very now, isn't it? It's like a nice, wistful bop.
Yeah, it is.
You can sit there and jam to it and just be like,
Yeah, early summertime jam. That's what we want. It's, you know, the weather's changing and here's a nice little moody number. For
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the video, kind of epic, really.
So it's the Romeo and Juliet themes. Kate, I know you got a lot of feels on this one, obviously.
Yeah.
As a full stan of the original film.
Oh, I stan. I stan.
So you were spotting every reference immediately, weren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, but in a positive way. It's a nice little tribute.
Film.
Yeah, it's a nice tribute. It's well done. What I'm slightly more skeptical about, I must admit, was the whole campaign leading up to it, purely because who has time to go searching around a city for a USB stick?
Well,
I ain't got the time. I ain't doing that for no artwork. Come on, I love the artwork. I ain't searching for a USB underneath a statue in the middle of a park. Come on, I got stuff to do, people.
Halsey, I love you, but I ain't got the time, hun.
Yeah, I know.
I just haven't.
I know.
Very
this
small
is it.
USB as well. It wasn't like Katy Perry's disco ball.
Yeah, so when Katy Perry launched her single, giant disco balls all over the city, including one directly outside her office, it was kind of easy to spot. You don't get many glitter balls in the centre of London like that, chained to a gate. But a USB hidden under a statue, that takes time to go and dig up, doesn't it?
I mean, and what a choice, USB. Like, why not like a mini disc or something?
Mini disc. I mean? Cassettes are back. Let's bring back cassettes.
Yeah.
Come on. Little dictaphone with the track on it. Why not?
It
let's make
great.
It work. Oh, well, next time maybe. For the rest of the album, let's launch it via dictaphone. All right, let's move on to TV, shall we? Big show on Netflix has just launched, 13 Reasons Why. I have not watched it yet, I will be honest, but I have seen much talk about it online. And Woody, you've already been telling me at least 13 Reasons Why I need to be watching it.
I have not stopped talking about it today,
you really haven't.
Have I?
He hasn't at all.
Well, you know, talking of cassettes, because that's actually a really fundamental part.
Oh, did I make it link together?
Yeah,
oh, that was good.
Yeah.
That was handy.
So for those of you that don't know, basically it follows a character called Hannah Baker, and she commits suicide, essentially. And then 2 weeks later, her kind of colleague, schoolmate, Clay, gets delivered a package, and in that is 13 cassettes. And basically, it lists the 13 reasons or people who are responsible for her death, as told by Hannah. So she's, like, narrating it.
Okay,
and
I'm intrigued.
Clay is one of them. And to find out his part in her death, he has to listen to everybody else's. And it's a very... Oh, God, it's crazy. It's just like one of those shows where I am just so fully into it.
See, the thing is, that description makes it sound very, very appealing, and I do genuinely want to watch. However, I'm currently in that situation. I don't know if you agree with me, Katie, where because we've listened to this man bang on about how good this show is for... I mean, two full days in the office at this point. It's always like, okay, I'll get round to it. And almost just to annoy you now, Woody, as much as I do love you, I kind of don't want to watch it for a while.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
It's that thing.
Like, if for anyone out there who's like curious about it, I'd just say just watch it because it's so well shot, so well acted, and like you walk away from it wanting to be a better person. Like that's the real takeaway because these people kind of fail Hannah at one point or another, and you're kind of like, I never want to be that person. Oh. I'll never let you down, Hannah.
Nice and with a message. Well, it's clearly got an amazing reaction online, so it's definitely one people are watching. I mean, it just launched this last week, so maybe in a few weeks we'll see what's going down, what people are thinking when they've all made it through all the full series. All right, well, another weird story this week. I love this story. It's like, stay with me. It's mad, but stay with me. This is crazy. So Rick and Morty, very popular cartoon, came back this week. I thoroughly enjoy it. They made a joke all the way through about this sauce that McDonald's used to make back in the 90s called Szechuan sauce. Now, it's a kind of Asian-y sauce, as you might expect. It was made to tie in with Disney's Mulan, if you believe that. Right?
That is wild.
Still with
itself.
Me? Still with me? They might be bringing the sauce back because of this one joke in Rick and Morty because fans realised the sauce was real and have gone nuts. There were people selling it on eBay. There are people spamming McDonald's Twitter feed desperate to try this Mulan-themed sauce from 1998. I mean,
some people still have like little pots of it.
I mean, well, this is the debate.
That
people
would
were
be
putting
disgusting.
Their,
I've got pots of barbecue sauce from who knows what year.
Oh, my God,
cupboard.
Why? What are you going to do
Where
with
are you
it?
Keeping no. those? But like, your mum's never cleared those out or anything.
No,
all right,
loads.
Not going around dinner
Any
around their house.
Yeah, in it. just with your little starters. And we got a
don't
nice little dipping sauce for you.
Don't have McDonald's sauce in your house.
No, I don't.
Who does that?
You know I'm a fan of the Golden Arches. There is no sauce in my house. It doesn't happen.
I find that bizarre.
Weird. All right, fair enough.
Who knows when you're going to need some sweet and sour.
Go and buy some bloody ketchup if you need some. You don't need to go to McDonald's.
Yeah. It's mad. Why aren't you using that sauce in McDonald's? That's the thing that I'm not... why is there extra sauce going around?
I don't even eat.
Right, this is a discussion for another time. So anyway, what we
Let's
thought we'd do
it.
Is,
Move
because
on.
This is, the demand is really sky high for this. It's kind of crazy. And it was a Disney-themed McDonald's sauce. So what we thought we'd do is come up with a few more Disney-themed McDonald's sauces for this week's WTF5. So we should point out at this point, Woody, you have no Disney knowledge of anything, do you?
No, and I can't write a pun to save my life.
Right, okay, well, that's fine. It's double trouble. So it's me and Katie this week, and Woody, what we want you to do is pick one of these as what you think is the most delicious-sounding Disney-themed fast food sauce. All right, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Katie, you ready for this?
Always.
All right, okay. So, WTF5, in at number 5. I want one called Under the Seafood. Now, this is Little Mermaid inspired, obviously. A little bit of bass playing the bass, a little bit of carp playing the harp, and just a hint of crab. Uh-oh! That's number 5, Under the Seafood.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Katie, hit me with one.
Mine's not a pun. Mine's just straight up.
That's fine. They don't all have to be puns.
I want the grey stuff from Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
The grey stuff.
Do you know what that is?
No. Try the grey stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me.
Ask the dishes.
Ask the dishes.
Okay, all right.
It's a very famous lyric.
It will be like grey ketchup.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Wait, you think it's... Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I want it to taste like ketchup. What does it taste like? Because it's real.
Yeah, I've tried the real one.
Oh, have you?
At Disney World last summer. Just a little glimpse into my glamorous life there. It's actually sweet. It's like a mousse. It's very, very tasty.
Okay. Mm.
Little fun fact for you.
The more you know.
There you go, the more you know.
Well, there's going to be different flavours. It's going to be like roulette.
Indeed.
There you go.
In at number 3, this is ripped off shamelessly from someone else in the office, I will admit. But based on Pixar's Up, you've obviously got ketchup, which is so satisfying that for the first 7 minutes you're eating it, you just cannot stop crying. You cannot stop crying. It's a beautiful thing. Ketchup inspired by Pixar.
I do like to have emotional experiences while eating.
I agree.
Sauces.
It's an important thing. Number 2, Katie, what you got?
This is called Rafiki's Rambunctious Dip.
Nice.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
There we go.
Have you seen The Lion King? No. Am I just...
No.
No. Okay. Well, you know when Rafiki puts all those fruits and bugs and everything into the little
No, he
coconut?
Doesn't know, but I know.
Okay, well, there
it's
we
all
go.
Right.
And he mashes it together and he puts it on Simba's head. That's the sauce.
Sounds juicy.
Mm. Slimy yet satisfying, you might say.
Oh,
indeed.
Yeah.
Tasty.
All right. Well, I've got another Lion King themed one. And the number 1, this is the top 5 Disney themed sauces on the WTF5. I'm going with Hakuna Terra Musalata. Come on! Live action Lion King on the way. You tell me that pun isn't worth the win.
Oh my God.
What a wonderful phrase
indeed. We've got two dips for
that movie right here. I know. There we go. Seriously, McDonald's, if you're listening, get on the phone. We have so many promo ideas. Right, Woody. What do you think, mate? Any jumping out at you?
The one that made me salivate the most was the rambunctious...
Oh,
say it. No, she doesn't get the win unless you say it. Come on, I want you to say it all the way through. What's the name of the character, Woody? What's the name of the famous Lion King character that was mentioned in the name?
Duna.
Rafiki's rambunctious. What was the rest of it?
Thank you.
I'll allow that. Like we say, Lion King live action movie coming. Katie's got a sauce ready for your fast food promo needs.
Let's make it happen.
And that's about it for the big stories this week. If you want to read more about those, go hit us up on the website. It's popbuzz.co.uk and find us on Twitter and Facebook as well for more. We're back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guest today, the star of the latest in the Fast and Furious franchise. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Scott Eastwood. Here he is, everybody.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to see you, man. Welcome back to London. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Now, this is your first venture into the mighty Fast and Furious franchise.
It is. Mighty.
Oh, I mean, was everyone nice to you coming in? Be honest with me. Was there any kind of hazing going on with that crew? They seem like quite a tight-knit crew, right?
They are a tight-knit crew.
Okay.
There was a healthy amount of hazing.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I did not think that was the answer I'd get. Okay. any kind of things you want to reveal there? Were you getting pranked as you entered? What's going on?
A little bit. I mean, you know, I was the rookie. So, you know, I played a rookie in the film and also I was the rookie. So fair amount of that.
Naming no names, Jason Statham. Now, obviously we can't give too much away about the plot. We wouldn't want to spoil anything.
Sure.
But one key moment in the film I do have to ask you about. What was it like to be pinned at a 90-degree angle by Dwayne The Rock Johnson against a wall? You were, up at head height. I mean, that man got a hold of you.
Yeah.
Terrifying?
Terrifying.
Okay, all right. Okay, not remotely comforting. I mean, how many times do you have to practice that as well? That seemed an impressive move.
He did it pretty quick. We only did it a couple times. And you're sort of, in the beginning, I was sort of pinching myself, like, is this really about to happen? The Rock's about to throw me up against a wall.
Man, that's it. That is a Facebook profile picture waiting to happen, isn't it?
I know, I probably should put that as my
I feel like that's what fans want from The Rock. Do you know what I mean? You don't want a selfie with him, you want to be thrown against the wall.
It's all about the action. It is all about the action.
Whatever you're into, man. Whatever you're into, you know?
It's all good. It's all good.
Were you a fan of the movies before you joined the cast?
Huge fan from the first one. So it was pretty surreal to be a part of a project that you were a fan of through the whole franchise.
What's your favorite movie? Which one?
Probably the first. Yeah. I also like the fifth too.
Yeah.
I also like the fifth when The Rock came on board and they went down to Brazil. Definitely. That was a pretty good one.
Woody's a fan of Tokyo Drift, aren't
you? Yeah, that's my main one.
You are Tokyo Drift fan, that's very true.
Are you going to come back for the next one? I mean, you were invited to the barbecue at the end.
Spoilers!
Oh. Can't tell them there's a barbecue in the film! It's a key moment!
They don't do barbecues in Fast and Furious. That's not what they do. If they'll have me come back, I would love to be a part of any more. It was a really great time filming, and everyone was. It was just a fun time. The whole process was great.
Yeah, definitely looked fun.
Not the first crew you've been a part of, because obviously you were in Suicide Squad as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What we really want to know is which squad would win in a fight. Is it going to be Fast and Furious?
I got to take Fast and the Furious. I got to take the boys.
That is
Fast
a bold claim. Yep. Over a man who's like part crocodile and like, come on now. Yeah. I think Jared would debate that one if he had the chance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think we should throw on a movie and see what happens.
Here we go. The spin-off movie has to come, doesn't it?
Which was the best soundtrack, though? Because Suicide Squad soundtrack was literally...
That was a good one.
Did you have a favorite song?
Well, you haven't heard the soundtrack for this one yet.
It's
pretty good.
It's
I saw it the other night.
It,
it's pretty good.
Love Pitbull.
Well, yeah, that's true.
He's got a special place in the Pop Buzz.
We do have a lot of appreciation for Pitbull, it must be said. But yeah, it's a tricky one because the soundtrack was very good on that one. But also, again, spoiler alert on this one. So, Suicide Squad. I mean, it's a bit weird to ask if you'd be back because it's sort of implied that you might, you know...
Well, I was
sort of exploded. But here's my logic. Number one. I never saw a dead body. I didn't see a dead body on that screen. And number two, we're talking DC Comics here. The idea of a man coming back from the dead is not really out of the wheelhouse, right?
No. That's par for the course.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if it's flashback or whatever, do you think you might do some more DC Universe stuff at some point? Would you be up for it at least?
Hey, look, the DC Universe is great. If they'd have me come back, it'd be great. If it's right, if it then that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Any superheroes you'd have your eye on for the future as well? I think we could throw you in another character. Any superheroes ever caught your eye? You think, you know what? Quite fancy a go at playing that one.
You know, I was always a Batman fan.
Here we go.
I was always a Batman fan.
He's got the jawline, I gotta say. I can see it.
I was always a Batman fan. Some about because he's just a guy.
Yeah.
That I really liked. I don't know.
Nice. In the future, man. This is it. When Affleck, you know, hangs up the cape.
Yeah.
We'll get
he's
you on the
phone. He's got to hang it up at some point.
Yeah, at some point, man. Yeah. This campaign. You heard the news here first. Clint Eastwood is Batman. It's happening. It's going. Hey guys, more coming right up, but just a quick reminder, if you want to hear all of our previous episodes and interviews with the likes of Brendan Urie, the Vamps, who else have we had in? I'm blanking immediately.
Dua Lipa. We've had...
Ollie Alexander from Years and Years.
The Chainsmokers.
Joe Sugg and Casper Lee.
So many and more.
Friends.
Absolutely, yeah. So if you want to hear all of those, all you got to do is go and subscribe to the Pop Buzz Podcast. You can find us on iTunes, you can find us on Audio Boom, you can find us on SoundCloud, basically anywhere that does podcasts. We're pretty much there, guys. Just go and look. And while you're there, how about you give us a little review, guys? Come on. Think of all the stuff we do for you lovely people. Just a little 4-5-star it would be nice. Five stars. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Yes, go and subscribe right now to the Pop Buzz Podcast. More from Scott Eastwood coming up in a little bit, playing a little bit of a game with him. It's a lot of fun, wasn't it? He's a good guest. Yeah, keep listening on for that. But first, it's time to catch up with what's going on in the world of YouTube. And luckily, we're joined by a friend of the show. He's a writer for our sister site, WeTheUnicorns.com. Here with some YouTuber news. It's Benedict Townsend, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
We're going to play a game that we like to call Catch the Clickbait. Set it up for me, Ben. What's going to happen here?
Sure thing. So I've come along with three videos that have slightly clickbaity titles and thumbnails. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what's in the thumbnail and the title, and you have to tell me what it's actually about.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I am so ready.
So these are videos that have been a bit spuriously titled, and we're gonna...
Somewhat.
Okay.
If this doesn't involve Trisha Paytas.
That she is genuinely... That is not a joke. She is your favourite YouTuber by an absolute mile.
She's incredible.
Yeah. Wild.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm excited. Okay, so why don't you take us through number one,
I'm
then?
Afraid she's not in the list, though. She's in a league of her own.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, should we have some buzzers? Obviously, we should have some buzzers here. Come on now.
Oh, no.
Let's go with it. Let's go. I tell you what. If I want to buzz in, I'll say like, Woody, you say comment. Katie, you say subscribe. All right, okay. There we go. All right, okay. Like, comment,
like
subscribe.
I really like that.
On brand. Okay, Benedict, take away. What is the first video?
Okay, well, I've got three. They really cover the gamut of clickbait. Let's start with this one. It's a nice story time video. Mm-hmm. Is a good source of clickbait.
Okay.
And it's called My Parents Tortured Me as a Child. And the thumbnail is a woman looking very distressed, probably because of all the torture.
Oh, yeah. Comment!
Oh, okay, Woody's in with a comment.
I bet it's like doing chores, like vacuuming, cleaning, and being worked to the bone.
I mean, that sounds pretty torturous. Could be child labour. Anyone else want to have a go? Or is it... I don't know how this game works.
Yeah. You're not a good game show.
Katie, what's your guess?
Well, I was just going to say, like, they were tragically pulled away from a playground one time.
Okay.
That's torture.
Very specific. Well,
I don't know.
Actually,
oh, no, can I not have a guess? Come on,
no.
If it's story time, I think it's going to be something like they were being told they were getting some present or some trip and it was like a joke from the parents. It's like, you're getting this, but actually, no, you're not. It's a hilarious parental gag. That's my
okay, all pretty torturous. What it actually was that, brace yourselves, as a child, she used to suck her thumb, and then she was told she had to stop doing that. So,
I mean...
Where's the UN when you need them?
Wow.
This is...
Call the police.
Subject of the latest teen horror slasher flicks.
That's
clearly
amazing.
That is real torture there. Wow, okay, 1-3, all right.
Number two. We need to be more extreme in our thinking.
I mean, are they all on this level? Are they all going to be this disconnected?
I would say that they're going to ramp up now.
Right, okay. Thinking caps on, people.
At
all
least in terms of sheer cheekiness.
Okay, all right, okay. Number two, let's go.
The next one is from a YouTuber called My Life is Eva. You might know her. And the video, I mean, it's so direct. It's called The Next Chapter, My Life is Eva and Casper Lee.
Right.
The thumbnail is her kissing Casper Lee. And there's also an emoji of a boy and a girl holding hands and the words, our relationship.
Oh, God.
What could this video be about?
Like, So it's clearly they've got some project they're working on together. I'm not familiar with their particular oeuvre. We've had Casper on, he's a nice guy.
Okay, come on. I think it's he favorited one of her tweets. I bet you that's it.
That's it.
Okay. What's mine? Subscribe. I think he literally just turned up at her house and that was the first time they'd ever met. Because you've got to get the thumbnail, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, so it does imply that they have a relationship, but no, they just made a video together.
Oh, is that literally it?
That's it, yeah.
What was the video about, off the top of your head?
Just them hanging out.
All right, okay, they're just mates.
I feel like Katie kind of gets that one.
Yeah, I think half a point to Katie. We'll give Katie half a point. All right. So it all comes down to the decider. God, we're bad at this. Right, okay. Number three, final clickbait.
Final one features Alfie Days. You're a big Alfie Days fan, aren't you, James?
Yeah, I can't believe it. He's, just oh, keep watching this video, so just go, I can't believe it. He's still going.
It's Alfie Days and Zoe Sugg, otherwise known as Zoella Sugg, her full name.
Indeed.
Okay, and the thumbnail is the two of them together, and Alfie's looking a bit shocked, and the title is, "We've Got Something to Tell You," in capital letters. God.
We've Got Something to Tell You.
Sounds like big news.
Ooh. Subscribe.
Right, okay, go on.
Their dog rolled over.
Like, they're going on holiday.
Okay.
That's my guess.
You're going to have to... Can I give you a hint?
Go on, okay. Please do.
Incredibly abstract.
Oh, really? God. Oh.
Incredibly abstract.
Oh, okay. Well, Woody, we'll let you have the first guess because we've already had a go.
I don't know. Is it... Are they doing a new channel together or something?
Wait, I've got another one.
Go on.
They've ordered pizza for dinner.
Pretty wild.
I mean...
abstract.
We've got something to tell you. It could be that. Oh, I don't know. Anyone remotely close there?
Well, okay, so it's called We've Got Something to Tell You. You'd think it'd be an engagement or a baby.
Yeah,
what
it
actually is, basically, Zoe had a dream that Alfie Days was giving birth out of his penis.
Oh, wow.
And she tells that story.
Zoella.
I mean, that was my second guess. I'm really not in and say it, to be honest with you.
I didn't watch this video. This sounds very relevant to my interest.
You know what? They should do a separate channel where they just animate those dreams. I think that'd be wonderful.
What interests are these?
I'm very interested in male birthing.
Okay.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Sure, Jan.
I mean... I what I like the most about that final one is like what was it? We've got something to tell you. Is that a title? I mean, they're not lying. I mean, fair play. It's almost not clickbait. They have something to tell us, and they did. Fair play. Well, miraculously, with half a point, Kate is the winner.
Congratulations.
Oh, God, right. We're going to brush up on our YouTube before the next time you're in here. This is going to be good. But thanks for that, Benedict. Do the plug-in now. Where can we find all the We the Unicorn stuff? Do the plug-in.
You can find all the best YouTuber news, quizzes, features, videos at wetheunicorns.com.
On our Facebook page,
YouTube channel, etc.
Etc, etc. All right, thanks very much. Benedict Townsend, everybody. Friend of the show. More from Pop Buzz in just one second, but guys, we've got a quick favour to ask you, if that's all right. Have you enjoyed this podcast as much as we have? I hope you have. Woody, are you enjoying this podcast?
Yeah.
Ringing endorsement. Katie, you enjoying the Pop Buzz podcast?
So much.
Oh, every week's a joy, isn't it? Well, if you'd like to tell us about that, you could do us a favour and have a little vote in the British Podcast Awards 2017.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, we're up for awards, people. This is how good it is right here.
Where can we vote, James?
You can vote over at www.britishpodcastawards.com/vote. This is for the Audience Award People's Choice category. All you have to do is put your email address in and then put in Pop Buzz. That's all you have to do. It'll appear, our shiny little logo, and just click the button. Come on, think about all we do for you on a regular basis. Do a little something
exactly.
for us, would you? Come on.
I'm just asking for a click. Do you know what I mean?
Just a simple click. That's all
clickety
it takes.
Click.
Little clickety click. You can hear it. It's that simple. Boom. In the time you've listened to this ridiculous speech, you could have already done it like three times and sent it off to your mates as well. Come on, help us out. That is, one more time, britishpodcastawards.com/vote.
Sell it, James.
Thanks, guys. Do you fancy playing a little bit of a game? We've got a little bit of a game
sure,
for
let's
you.
Do it.
Here we go. All right. So obviously the film is Fast and Furious. We've got a game similarly titled called Fact or Spurious. You see what we did there? You see what you did there?
Genius.
So what we have here in front of us is a series of statements about your fellow Fast and Furious cast members. All right. All you have to do is tell us, is it a fact or is it spurious? Is it true or is it false?
So spurious is false. Okay,
spurious is false. Yeah, don't worry. We had to look this up as well. But it's like rhyming dictionary came into play and it was a dream this time. All right. Okay. So here's the first statement. All right. Just tell me, is it true or false? Fact or spurious? Okay. As a child, Dwayne The Rock Johnson was known as Dwayne The Pebble Johnson.
Fact.
Sadly, no. I'm guided with that one. So that's one down. That's one down. I almost considered lying and we'll just start that internet rumor. Do you know what I mean? Dwayne The Pebble Johnson.
Definitely start that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you'll call his kid.
I'm going to call him that when I see him in a few days.
Yeah. Oh, please do. Oh, you're going to get pinned against a wall again. Oh, it's all going to happen. All going to happen.
Okay. Jason Statham was once in a commercial with the catchphrase, "Don't be a salmon."
Fact.
It was a fact.
Miraculously,
yeah.
That's
obscure,
a fact.
So, yeah.
And weirdly, the ad was for Kit Kats, yeah, so I don't Kit really Kat. Understand why he's on about salmon. Particularly.
Salmon with a Kit Kat bar?
I know, right? Well, you ever done any dodgy commercials like that? Any in your past?
Well, if I did, I'm not telling.
There it is. Because YouTube exists, and that's why he's backing away. All right, fair enough.
All right, next one, true or false. Ludacris has a Christmas song called Ludacrismas.
Oh, my God. Knowing him, probably fact.
That is a fact. From the soundtrack for Fred Claus, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, Ludacris.
Yeah. Just a little extra fact.
Made up holiday from 30 Rock as well.
There we go. Okay.
Ludacrismas.
There we go. How will you be celebrating Ludacrismas this year, Scott? What's a typical Ludacrismas?
We will be taking goats into the mountains of Argentina.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, the tradition doing, then. The traditional Ludacrismas. That's nice to hear.
All right, Helen Mirren used to work at a theme park in Essex as a blagger to try and draw people in. Oh,
wow.
A blagger.
I'm going to call it spurious.
It's in fact true.
Yeah.
But I don't know what a blagger is in that context.
So I guess,
what's a blagger?
Exactly.
I think a blogger? It's...
Yeah.
Like a blogger? She was serially blogging?
Back in the day,
Helen Mirren's
blogging.
Secret theme park themed blog. It's a well-known fact.
She was actually the first blogger ever.
Yeah. Did you know Helen Mirren invented the internet? It happened.
I heard that.
I was there. It happened. All right, last one for you. Last one that's important. Vin Diesel. Main man once turned down a car commercial because they wanted him to change his name in it to Vin Hybrid Electric.
Spurious.
Of course it's spurious. Yeah. He got that one right. That's all right. That's a couple in there. That's not a bad effort.
Yeah.
You know your co-stars, my friend. You know your co-stars. Well, thanks for coming in, man.
Hey, we
saw the film the other night. It's just such a good laugh.
I love it.
It's so much
time.
Fun.
Really
great
time.
Yeah. It's perfect summer stuff. It really is. What's next for you? What are we going to see you next after this?
Pacific Rim.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Right, yeah. So is that just wrapped filming now?
Just wrapped.
I saw John Boyega's in that as well, he was talking about that the other day. Right, I know you don't want to give too much away, but just sum it up for me in a couple of words.
15 years in the future
from
the first one. It's sort of a different cast.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty damn good.
Man. You know what we sometimes get people to do? We've had a lot of bands come in and they don't want to tell us about the new album. So we get them to sum it up in 3 emojis. Do me a favor. Sum up Pacific Rim for me in 3 emojis. Pacific Rim 2. That's how, we can't give away any spoilers, but I've got to get some details, man, because I am hyped for this sequel. I really am.
Boob emoji.
Okay.
Because I like it.
Strong start.
Let's just go with 3 boobs emojis.
3 boobs. 3 boobs. That's going to be on the poster as soon as it comes out. Triple boob. It's been great to see you, man. Come back and see us again. Scott Eastwood, everybody. There he is.
Thank you.
Scott Eastwood. Wasn't he fun?
Woo!
Was he fun?
I love him.
What a nice guy. Well, really, really
so
nice dude. Yeah, it's a really fun film as well, genuinely. Yeah. We didn't want to give spoilers away. We said that on air, but things like Jason Statham running through a plane is always going to be entertaining, isn't it?
A tank on ice.
Indeed, a tank on ice. Dwayne The Rock Johnson breaking out of a prison with just his arms. I mean, it's all you need this
one
summer.
More.
All you need. What more could you possibly want? Just enough time then before we wrap up to go over to DJ Woody in the corner here.
Whoop.
Yep. We need to work on your mixing skills and give you a proper like beat drop. It'd be
good.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? I think we'll get you a jingle for next time. Yeah, we need to hear what your banger of the week is, please, Woody. So what have you picked out for us this week?
I'm in full summer mode. Ooh. I need tunes that I can play round the barbie while I'm frying my sausages. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've got
a barbecue banger, you might say.
Veggie sausages. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Just clarifying.
So I've gone with Sylvanesso, Die Young.
Okay.
And it's a bop. It's a solid bop.
Okay.
Put it on your barbecue.
Perfect for early summer weekends that we're getting in a minute.
That's the one.
That sounds very good. You can hear that also over on Pop Buzz Radio. That's on the website. Just go click in the top right-hand corner. Got that and all the rest of the Pop Buzz playlist, which you can see on the homepage right now. That's about it for this week, guys. Yes, very, very good. Thanks again to Scott Eastwood. We'll be back again next week with more big guests, all the big news stories. Don't forget to subscribe to us over on iTunes, over on Audio Boom, and every other podcasty type place. But until next week, it is goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
See you later.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.
Booyah!